As the team approaches the vault, carrying with them the precious Gek, they're greeted by an air of reverence from the guards and vault dwellers, who have long awaited their return. The journey back feels heavier with the weight of their accomplishment, and the vault has changed in their absence, bustling with activity and new faces drawn by the promise of trade and prosperity. The once isolated vault entrance is now lively with visitors, traders, and townsfolk from nearby settlements. The cave has been transformed into a thriving marketplace. It's brimming with colourful sights and the sounds of a community starting to rebuild. Travellers from far off places, such as the First Town and Texarkana, mingle with Vault City guards who keep a watchful eye on the newcomers. The familiar rocky path leading to the vault is now flanked by stalls and tents. There's a makeshift bazaar that spills out from the cave entrance. Merchants and traders shout offers and exchange tales of the road, while vault dwellers in blue and yellow uniforms stand guard. They ensure that order is kept amidst the bustling crowd. The air is thick with the scent from fresh baked Brahmin meat pies, Brahmin leather, the sharp tang of metal from scavenged goods. Visitors from settlements both near and far jostle past each other, trading goods, bartering for food, and sharing scraps of information. Among the shops and trading stalls, one place draws the most attention. Mama Vault's Pizza Hut. The chef's glowing neon sign and the smell of sizzling pies attracts travellers and vault dwellers alike, eager for a slice of the vault's most famous dish. A neon sign reading Mama Vault's Pizza Hut flickers from above the bustling shop, where visitors eagerly line up for a slice. And inside, the chef, in a special-made vault suit-style apron, moves quickly, serving her signature pies to all the nearby farm vendors and such.
Okay, what vault number is X? I kind of want to know about that. What about the W? I'm really curious about the W.
What happened to the previous Leon? There's a green vault suit there as well.
No, that's just that one X-Men.
Oh my goodness, it's Jean Grey.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
That one's wearing a Christmas hat.
And it's since when vaults have like open ceilings?
Ho ho ho.
This is just the cave. The cave that's outside the vault.
And this is where we die. All right, everyone, just because I spoke out against it, I'm going to die. This is
Winnigan, we should check on our cannabis farm and mushrooms.
That we should. Scene from Ants. But I think we might want to deposit the Gek unit first.
You want to deposit the Gek, but what about the goodies? No?
I mean...
No goodies?
Actually, getting high and then watching the Gek unit activate would be pretty fun. Let's go.
Yeah!
Sounds like we're gonna get fucked up. Or as the youngins say, lit.
We were gonna go to double, but then we got high. Ooh. Gonna hand over the goddamn Gek, but then we got high.
It's now Vault 420. You can't take it back.
Yo, bro, I was pretty sure that girl's vault suit was green, man.
What?
What?
So much green, bro.
Yes. Oh, man, it's so fucking green.
I'm pretty sure that stall there is not selling pizza. It's a lie.
No, that's
all I did was try to make a nice picture for you. A nice little visual so that you could see that the place was busy and there was a marketplace.
Why is there a brain?
But no.
What is the brain? What's the brain on the table?
Left hand side. It's a brain.
Like, this is a very weird world, okay? There's lots of things out here for trade.
Billy, we could poke that one too.
Hell yes. Why does everybody except like four people not in vault suits too? There's like only like four. There's one here. Hold on. Just there. I think this is a vault suit. Is this one? And I assume the green one is still a vault suit.
Molotov smash.
They put it in the wash with something green in it. No, they put it in with something yellow. It turned green.
The majority of the vault dwellers are still living in the vault. There's only a few of them out here in the crowd, along with some guards.
Right, let's go get something as good as you are, Gertrude.
What?
The weed, darling.
Oh.
I am going to go see if Whittigan is my descendant.
So where do I live now?
Oh, yes, DNA testing.
Yes, I'm going
to
go figure this out.
I definitely don't want to be sober for that.
You go get drunk and turnt or whatever. Go get lit, and I'll go get the results. Go get turnt up. Go get turnt up.
All right, well, I guess we'll start with Whittigan and Gertrude's journal. So Gertrude and Whittigan break off from the group. You just weave your way through this new crowded marketplace, I guess. And, you go into the entrance of the vault where you had kept... I mean, you tell me, where did you keep this drying plant?
We cultivated the mushrooms as well.
Oh, yeah, we did. I think maybe in like an abandoned bunk room that we knew wasn't used. Or Winnegan's room.
Possibly we should have let people know that it was there to make sure.
No,
all right,
it would have got stolen.
You reach your private storage compartment, I guess we can call it.
We could have put it in Monkey's container. He's not coming back after all.
Yeah, and there, among your various other supplies, is a carefully dried bundles of weed, I guess. Still intact and
stacks
ready to be reclaimed.
Stacks and stacks.
We also repotted it. We grew more on.
Yeah.
And the mushrooms.
God, what if they crossbred and mutated?
Oh, that would be some good shit.
I think we found our new career, Gertrude.
Breaking Fallout.
Gertrude, we have to cook.
We can get a Winnebago and go on tour.
Sorry, Gap.
That's okay. What are you doing with this weed, I guess?
Gertrude, as much as I want to smoke this, we should probably let the boss know we have the gig unit before we get high. I don't want to get in trouble from having red eyes at work, you know? But as soon as that's done, we're lighting up.
What about the growing ones, though?
How are the growing ones doing? Can we become distributors?
I mean, it's just one plant you've got, I guess, additional. It's still there, still healthy.
All right.
And the mushrooms.
I'm going to take a cutting from that and plant it in another pot, so we can have more later.
Yes.
All right, let's see. I'm going to make you do a test for that.
Oh no, this can't go well. I don't think there's a gardening skill in this game.
No, there isn't a gardening skill. I'm going to call it...
Now, what did you use before?
They call it science. Seeing as botany is a science, yes. Give me a science check.
That is two successes.
Two successes, yeah. I'm going to say that you have successfully took a cutting of your plant and repotted it, ready to grow yet another.
Have two weeds.
Yes.
Indeterminate strange weed plant.
Right. Fuck. Do we have rolling paper? I don't think we do.
Buffalo Soldier.
Do you think Billy Bob would have rolling paper? I don't remember if I've seen him smoke, but he seems like the type.
Billy Bob is dry.
He was a cop. He was a cop. Like, what the hell?
What? I thought you were a park ranger or some shit.
He's a Texas Ranger.
Oh.
It's a cop. Oh.
Gertrude thought he was just the guy that pretended to be a police officer.
He's the meter reader. He's the guy that goes around and reads the parking meter.
Former strip club employee, Billy Bob Firewall.
He's the Texas Ranger Department's like janitor. He just cleans the Texas department.
Do you know what? Enough people here have various addictions that I'm sure we can find it at the bazaar if we need to. Or I can just roll it up in some old world money. I think I still have some of that, potentially.
Ah, I smoke green every day.
Please tell me I have at least like a dollar bill. Yes, I do! Right. I think I found our rolling paper, Gertrude. But again, get high after we deliver the gag.
Or we get high now.
Gertrude, I don't want to get fired over this. Job security is hard to come by.
I don't think they can fire any of us with the gag.
But we do have to give the gag.
Walking like heroes.
Yeah. You know what? We should also... I know you just said he's a cop, but Winnigan would not remember or care about this. Also, is weed even illegal in the Wastelands?
Probably not.
So, we're going to make... We have enough now that we can spread the love a little bit to our fellow human companion. And Super Mutant 1, at that. So, Winnigan's going to roll up 4 blunts.
What about a doggy? Maybe he'd want to join.
Dogs can have a little weed as a treat. But I don't know if that's a good idea. It's a chihuahua. It's fucking tiny. How do you dose that?
PSA, do not give your dogs cannabis.
Most mammals are capable of getting high, though.
Yeah, but just don't. It's not a good idea.
Yeah, don't. It can fuck them up, but they have to have stupid amounts for their size to do it.
All right, well, while Winnigan and Gertrude are messing around with their plants, trying to come up with some sort of plan as to how they can really break bad properly in the wasteland, Billy Bob saunters through the marketplace. He makes his way down to the medical bay. So, the route to the medical bay, lined with doors, leading to various offices and labs. The clinic itself hums with a soft whir from the medical instruments and the rhythmic beat of diagnostic machines. I was just going to say,
knowing Billy Bob, he's going to completely forget where the hell this thing is. And I would just assume if there's like lined with doors, he's opening like every door. Like, is this it? Oh, nope, never mind. Close. Right next door. Is this
after
the one?
After a few failed attempts to find the correct place, he eventually opens the door to the office of a Dr. Caldwell. An older man with wiry hair and sharp eyes behind thin-rimmed glasses, he looks up from his terminal and he offers a quick smile. His hands pausing over the keyboard, he gestures to Billy Bob to take a seat. Ah, Billy Bob. Just the man I was expecting. Take a seat.
Ah, hello, Doctor... Looking around at, like, PhDs on the wall to remember his name. Doctor... Kidwell!
Yes. Turns back to his screen, his fingers taps a couple of extra things into his keyboard, and he just ignores the fact that you've forgotten his name.
Well, Jimmy, how you been? How's everything going? We'll start some small talk, I guess. See how things catching up. I assume your name... your name's clearly Jimmy. Yes, Jimmy Caldwell? Yes.
Everything's going very well in the vault there, Billy Bob. Is there something I can help you with?
Yes. You see, Winnigan dropped off... I think I vaguely remember if Winnigan was the one that dropped it off. Dropped off some blood samples from her and me. We have a dispute on whether or not we might be distantly related. And we had that being looked at for us while we were out.
So of course, sir, of course, yes. We have all the results here. Now, Billy Bob, I'm going to be straightforward with you, all right? Your DNA results confirm something that you might have suspected. You are indeed a ghoul.
dun, dun, dun. I mean, I don't know how to take this. I would assume Caldwell said that as like a joke, but I would assume Cap, like, maybe he thought like Billy Bob, like, clearly knew he was a ghoul and said it as like a joke thing. But Billy Bob
was a wee,
like,
perception
actually...
check. Yeah. Billy Bob, a wee perception check there. Give me a perception against
Because Billy Bob, because I know we have the thing is Billy Bob legit does not know he's a ghoul. So I'll go ahead and perception against what?
I'm thinking because you're talking to someone, barter, but more science because you're talking to a doctor. So perception against science.
Okay. That is a crit fail.
Yes, you look Billy, you look Dr. Caldwell in the eyes to see if he is joking or if he is telling you anything. On serious, you are entirely convinced this man is pulling your leg.
That was a good joke there, Doctor. Oh man, you know what?
The markers are all there.
That made me feel. Oh God! Stop pulling my leg. No, oh, God,
Billy Bell, look. Look at these results. Prolonged radiation exposure, cellular mutations.
Yeah, I know I'm pretty athletic, all right? So I get it. I mean, I'm told all the time I'm pretty athletic for my age, you know.
Billy Bob,
so,
you've been alive for more than 150 years.
Yeah, I mean, I told you I'm pretty athletic. I mean, I told them the first person to reach the age 200 was alive.
This has nothing to do with athleticism. It doesn't have anything to do with athletic. You're not that athletic, Billy Bob.
Gosh. Oh, I know you're in awe. I get it. I get it. I get that a lot. I am a pretty cool guy myself. But let's just get to the results. All jokes aside, I think the punchline's all worn out now. Let's go ahead and get to the results on DNA testing.
Dr. Caldwell just clears his throat. And there's a short silence as you hear some beeping from some machines in the background. Okay. He stammers. He doesn't really know where to go with this, but he's like, okay then, moving on, I guess. Yeah, well, I suppose that's not the only thing that we discovered, Billy Bob. It appears your genetic profile matches someone currently living in the vault. Someone quite close to you, in fact. Not in the way that any of us would expect. In fact, all genetic markers seem to suggest that our vault dweller, Winnegan, is related to you. But more likely to be your grandmother.
Doctor, we've already addressed. I'm actually 373 years old. So, because technically, Billy Bob was from the 1920s, and the bombs didn't drop until 2077. So, phonetically, it doesn't make any fucking sense that Billy Bob would be alive when the bomb drops, because he'd be 150 years old when the bombs dropped. So,
we understand. So, we absolutely understand. We find the results as strange as you do, but...
Well... I guess I need to start calling her Meemaw. I guess. All right. Now, I'm going to guess because I have a critical fail. Like, this is just like, at the same time, I'm like, I just accept these results or something. Because I couldn't really even... I'm very confused, Cap. I'm really confused. How does this work? I might need to ask.
This doctor doesn't know. He's just done tests based on your DNA. He's run them multiple times. He can't make heads nor tail of it.
So, you're saying a woman that was born, I'm assuming Winnegan's in her mid-20s to late 20s, 20-something years ago, from today's date, is the grandmother of a man born, actually, and I have to do the math right, it's actually 400, he's 470-something years old. So, you're telling me someone... She's the grandmother of someone born 470 years ago.
That's great. That's what we're telling you. I mean, as far as our results can tell. It's a shame Winnegan isn't here. We'd really like to ask her questions about this.
Yeah. I don't know if she'll be in the state to, to answer questions at the moment. She's then he realized I'm talking to her, one of her coworkers. I didn't want to rat her out. really crap.
Really
distraught. She's distraught by what, by all the stuff we saw. Oh God. Yeah. I think these news might confuse her. She may not be in the right state of mind. We'll talk about it later. I'll definitely have to bring her here, though. You sure you're not joking like you were about that ghoul thing?
I've told you no jokes in this entire time that we've been together, Billy.
You're joking about the grandma thing. Okay. All right. I get it. Well, what's the real result, Stan?
Dr. Caldwell is deadly serious about everything he's just told you.
Well, I know, but Billy Bob still thinks that he's telling a joke about the ghoul thing.
Yeah, but not about this.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll just leave then, and think this over, I guess. Billy Bob just puts his head in his hand, like his.
You do that, Billy Bob. This has been quite the conundrum.
Yeah, I'll get her, and we'll probably be here tomorrow, depending on how long it wears off. I mean, how long she grieves. Yeah, mourns. You know, assesses what's going on. Either way, we'll talk later, Jimmy. I get up and leave.
All right, Billy Bob is leaving the doctor's office. What's everybody else doing?
Can I have Winnegan offer Gertrude a blunt and then light both of them with her energy rifle?
Smoke them if you got them.
Fuck it. Yeah. This is taking too
you
long.
Shoot it. It goes through the ceiling and kills the cat two floors above.
How many of them do you want to light with the one shot?
Oh, fuck, right. I can trick shoot this? Hell yes. Yeah,
I'm not saying that you can do it. I'm saying you can try.
I'm pretty sure someone would have a lighter somewhere.
It's future tech shit. Also, we don't want to get, like, we want to light these soon rather than
use
later,
the bottom of the robot.
He's not, is he with us?
I am here.
Actually, yeah, fuck him.
I am just admiring your antics, as always.
You know what? I'll light a third one and like stick it like somewhere on him. That there's a
okay, then I'm gonna yeah. Get out my tentacle and go. Okay, I have this tool. Ah, here we have a laser pointer, and I'm gonna try to ignite it with my laser pointer.
But we
so
have
coming,
jets.
Coming
we have
from
jets,
a person,
we're just gonna use
a jet. Yeah, the constant thruster that he's got under him isn't what he thinks of. First of all,
no,
of course not.
So, coming from a person that used to smoke. And in a dumbass way, actually lit a cigarette with a propane torch before. Oh, that's about the doubt that's gonna taste well. It sucks. It really does.
Yeah.
I bet that thing tastes awful. After
I don't think
weed's
supposed to taste good.
It tastes like gas.
Yeah, it tastes better than cigarettes.
Have you ever done it with Zippo? When you refill a Zippo.
I've actually lit a cigar with a Zippo. Never lit a cigarette with a Zippo.
Oh, that's the worst thing to admit to. Lighting a cigar with a Zippo. Because you can taste the petrogas.
Yeah, you taste the fuel in it. But yeah, it's worse when
especially
you do like
a
propane torch. And I had a buddy of mine lit one with an oxygen acetylene torch. Yeah, you taste every fuel that you use is what you taste. The first puff or two.
He runs on energy cells.
I think he uses, it's like nuclear waste, though, isn't it? Doesn't Mr. Andy run on, like, fusion cores?
If we aren't irradiated yet, we're gonna be soon.
It doesn't matter for me.
Okay, so, Winnegan, did you use the thruster, or did
I'm using
Nurse Andy try and shoot
I'm
them?
I'm not risking bullshit laser pointer stuff. And I'll hand one to the robot as well.
Okay, so in the little secure room where your supplies were stashed, Winnegan, with a mysterious glint in her eyes, I guess, holds up two neat reel blunts and she turns to the Nurse Handy unit and just sort of pokes them underneath Nurse Handy's thrusters.
Yep.
What do you do with them now?
one for, I'm lighting three, and I'm giving one to Gertrude, one to me, and one to the Rumble.
An entire season of having Cartman as a Mr. Handy, and we've resorted to turning him into a lighter for our voice. That's what it's boiled down to.
We're in the end game now, mate.
I also think Winnegan, who's probably never smoked before, you know that thing where someone who's never had a cigarette before would take the biggest...
The first puff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Winnegan, don't hold it in. It doesn't do anything.
Comes out her nose, and she just coughs. Crazy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All been there.
All right. Both Winnegan and Gertrude take hits of their blunts, their respective blunts. The taste... being tinged with an almost metallic, slightly acrid edge from the thrusters.
Smooth.
Nurse Handy is unaffected.
It's like Matt all of a sudden starts talking normal, and that's Gertrude.
Yeah.
High.
No, high
it's just Matt, normal Matt.
But hello there, I'm Gertrude.
No, you have to keep...
Oh, no, he's British! Oh!
Like, tally-ho, chaps.
Gertrude is very intoxicated at the moment. Gertrude likes it very much.
Third person.
Yes. As you take a couple more hits from your blunts, you find there's not really that much of a difference in your moods. As the smoke sort of just shifts lazily around the room, Winnegan starts to feel the corners of her mouth curl into a relaxed smile. The room, once full of hard angles, seems to blur softly at the edges.
They took acid, everyone. Hold on. It's going to be a wild ride, Winnegan.
This appears to be the worst of the effects of the smoke. It appears that this weed that you've cultivated basically just gives everybody that smokes it a very mild optimism.
Nice grape, Christ.
Yes. You share a moment of just a general uptick in happiness, and the prospect of what comes seems less daunting.
Just nodding.
Sweet.
I don't think anything could go wrong right now.
Oh, you're right, quite right, chaps. I don't think anything could go wrong. Does my voice sound funny to you, Winnegan? What, oh?
Robot.
Yeah, this is all from the whole Fallout universe is just Winnegan's horrific high dream.
Bad trip.
Really bad trip.
And her smoking is her way to bring her back to reality.
Bring her away from her grandson Billy Bob. She's been given whiskey to keep quiet.
Quick question, what has Beverly been up to this entire time?
She thinks she lives here now, so she's asking, so where do I live? Is this my room? Just trying to, like, where do I live now?
Okay, have you been just wandering around yourself?
Like, in the, like, when we walked in, I said, so I live here now? Is this my room? Or is this my room? Or...
I'm asking you if you separated yourself from the rest of the group.
Yeah, a little bit, but not too far from the group.
We went way far apart from each other, so which other group did you stay close to?
Back just to never see you again. Go.
As soon as Beverly found herself out of sight from Winnegan and Gertrude in a different part of the vault, looking into different rooms, she was quickly apprehended by Vault Tech security.
For fuck's sake, again!
And she was imprisoned.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Can't blame that on me now.
Hold on, we're gonna put it up.
And systematically executed.
Fucking hell.
She's hanging from the ceiling. There you go, she's hanging there.
We just walk by and we're like, I think we used to adventure with that one. Oh yeah, maybe we did.
Oops.
like the silence. Is anybody going to do anything?
Well, I'm going to go get Win. I'm going to go try and find Winnigan and the group, I assume, and try to tell them the strange news.
Well, you knew where they were heading, so yeah, I don't think it'll take you long to find them. If you want, we can just skip to Billy Bob meeting up with a slightly higher Gertrude and Winnigan with the Nurse Handy unit.
All right, are they in like a storage room or something, or what are they?
Yes.
Like, what are you guys in? A storage room?
Essentially a storage room, by the way. Gertrude, you know, I think I could be happy like this.
Oh yeah, it's definitely my dear.
Could you lean down for a second?
What hell?
Yeah, you're not that high, Jay. You're just you're optimistic. You're not sleepy or anything.
This is the first time Winnigan has been anything close to relaxed in her entire life.
Well, not just that; it's her first high, so she is tripping balls.
And like she's fucking like Winnigan is not a big person. If it's enough to give Gertrude a sense of optimism, probably lucky that Winnigan isn't on the floor.
Because I know you could do some pretty stupid shit your first time having weed, that's for sure.
William, yep. Gertrude, lean down a little.
Okay.
And Winnigan is going to reach up and attempt to kiss Gertrude because he suddenly doesn't think everything's going to go wrong in her life.
Ooh.
This is when Billy Bob walks in. First I'm like, do I smell weed? What the fuck is...
That's technically your grandmother.
I'll leave
you.
Don't
know that yet.
I'll leave you alone, Meemaw. And I'll close the door.
What do you think he meant by that?
Are you his grandmother?
Wait, what? God, what if I am? Where have I gone wrong?
I mean, I don't really know how super mutants age.
Neither do I.
But I'd assume you're fairly unkillable, so... We should probably ask about that.
In a bit.
Yes, in a bit. Fade to black. You didn't actually tell us that. Got fucking...
Just letting it carry on.
Yeah, I'm letting you carry out. Yeah, I'm letting this play out. What's Winnigan and Gertrude going to do now? They're left alone.
Fade to black.
Fade to black.
Billy Bob's just outside, like twiddling his thumbs, like, are you gonna be? You have your time soon?
There's no fade to black. You have to describe that.
Fade to black. Credits roll.
I mean, I don't.
Oh God. So are y'all, like, done in there? I've got some really weird news to discuss with you guys.
Winnigan will pop her head out, but she's very obviously not wearing the top half of her jumpsuit.
There's, like, a massive amount, of, like, smoke that just comes in around, like,
yeah. I just completely...
Whoa! Just... Jesus Christ! Back! God! You smoke, how many pot plants do you smoke? Jesus!
Oh, right. I forgot about that. And Winnigan's gonna, like, reach in their pocket, grab the other blunt she made and hand it to Billy Bob.
You can keep the devil's lettuce to yourself.
I don't think it's lettuce, but okay.
Does this mean we are eating healthy now? If it's lettuce...
As jacked as you are, Gertrude, I don't think you need to worry about that.
Oh. You said you had news, important stuff?
Yeah. Well, I know as a former law enforcement officer, you've got quite a while before you, wear off what you got going on. We may need to wait until your highs, you're low again, And we need to go see the doctor about our DNA results. He told me about it, and it's very confusing, to say the least. So I'm going to go and let you, I guess fuck Gertrude. I thought, you know, my grandma would have better standards, but okay. You go fuck Gertrude or whatever. I'm gonna just mosey around. Probably get drunk.
Wenigan still has no idea which one he's referring to when he says grandmother.
Yeah. Excuse you, Gertrude has impeccable taste. I am fucking excellent. Also, we're missing someone. And Wenigan's basically like counting on her hands. Robot, you, me.
It's the other super mutant.
The other Gertrude.
Yeah. Oh crap! Yeah, Beverly, fuck! Where'd she go? And I start running. I start running around.
Damn it, Billy!
Completely forgot about her.
Do you think if we leave him to deal with that, he'll count as penance for the other time he lost her?
I would be really shocked if y'all had faith in me. Like, regardless of how fucking high y'all are, like, I'd be really surprised.
God would have faith in him.
Aww.
For once.
They love me.
Wait, if he's your grandson, we let him get arrested by vault security? It's probably not a good thing.
So
but why would he be arrested? What's he arrested for?
Whatever he's going to do.
Indecent exposure. Trying to find
Alright, well, that, yes. While they have this conversation, Cap, I immediately run to the first security guard, because I know if anybody knows what happened to a super mutant, they would know.
Yes, the belly bulb runs over to security guard. We'll leave Wenigan and Gertrude in their haze of smoke, and belly bulb goes to the near security guard, and the newest security guard is happy to confirm, yes, there was a rogue super mutant cussing about the cave and inside the vault somehow. No idea how that happened, so we quickly and quietly restrained her and took her down to the vault prison.
Oh, well, that was
or the brig.
That was actually a friend of ours. You know, Gertrude, you know, was Wenigan and Gertrude, you know, our other super mutant. Well, that was Beverly. She's actually part of our group. Would you mind taking me to her?
It's like, goddamn, you get two of them now?
Yeah, we get around.
No problem, Billy Bob, no problem.
We've been around the blocker once or twice, if you get my meaning, wink, wink. Yeah, we've been around.
The security guard sort of pats you in the back as if he knows you, but you don't recognize him at all. And he takes you down to where they're keeping Beverly.
Oh, also, there's like a fire in that storehouse over there. If y'all want to go check that out, that'd be great. Check the car. There's a lot of smoke coming out of there. If you get, I mean, it's really concerning. I feel smoke coming out from underneath it. If you guys want to go, like, get that sorted out, that'd be great too. And, well, I mean, get your buddies to do that while we go find Beverly.
Okay, so the vault tech guard gives a couple of hand signals very sternly to another one, and this other guy rounds up four more security guards. Every one of them positions themselves outside of the door with the smoke coming out from under it, and they breach the door, and here we're going to do a wee fade to black.
Okay. Where's the dominator?
Sorry, I couldn't help it. I was like, no, just gotta tell this guard. Gotta tell him.
Fucking narc.
We're doing a fade to black here, and we're going to say the next day. Wenigan and Gertrude wake up on their cold cell next to Beverly in the vault's brig.
Oh, I didn't get Beverly out? What the hell?
I wonder why I'm in this situation, because, you know, a robot can't really be, you know, imprisoned.
He's been told.
That's correct. Outside the cell.
No, you're confiscated. Your property of a corner.
Just turned off and put in the corner. That's all they do with the robot.
That's correct. Outside the cell is Billy Bob and the Nurse Handy unit with a security guard just waiting for Wenigan and Gertrude to get their senses back.
I am very disappointed in you two. I expected more from you, Grandma, but Gertrude.
What do you want?
I just hope you learned your lesson.
We were only halfway through sanitizing the deltometer. You couldn't have waited another hour?
I saw what you were sanitizing. Don't get me started.
Can't believe, Gertrude, I can't believe your grandson's a fucking narc.
I know.
No.
Disappointing.
He raised a person who raised a snitch.
Oh, you think Gertrude's my grandma? No. This is why I needed to wait for you to be sober, Winnegan. Apparently the DNA results show you're my grandma. I don't understand it, so we need to go talk to the doctor guy and get it figured out.
Winnegan, how do you react to this?
Winnegan freezes. Stunned for a moment, goes, I'm 24, you're fucking ancient.
Yeah, that's what I told
him.
Again,
can
he's
you do a wee quick
too.
Intelligence check for me, please? Give me intelligence against survival.
Oh dear. That never means anything good.
Maybe you're older than you think.
One success.
One success, yes. Winnegan remembers, feels herself being older than she remembers somehow.
She's the chosen one.
Oh, I got fucking crazy.
She searches her memories and some flashes come back to her. Winnegan sees like a field bathed in morning light, dew on the grass. She remembers hard work, her hands being calloused, digging into the earth. She remembers like echoes of laughter filling her mind, warmth, shared meals. And she gets a flash of a face and a feeling of deep love. A fleeting brush of their hand across her own, a touch that felt tender. But she can't remember anything else.
Oh. Winnegan's gonna look down at her hands. She'll have calluses from the energy rifle, possibly, but does she have matching ones to the ones she remembers?
Yeah, the ones from this this dreamlike memory that she has. Yes, her body also being aged by somewhere between 5 and 10 years.
I think there's something we do need to talk about. Alright.
Yeah, so I got 477 birthdays that you missed. So we're going to need to discuss that for sure.
You got me arrested, I think we're even.
Like
you
hell.
Your own grandmother in jail.
You're in the drunk tank. Don't even start. It's just to make sure you're, you know, coherent. They're letting you out.
I was
perfectly
ready to be incoherent.
The security guard interrupts quite brusquely. He says, "By the way, the overseer is waiting to see you all."
Oh yeah, we had to do
Judy
that.
Judy calls the GEC unit, right?
Well, security officer. Well, I think they're good and coherent now. You mind letting them on out?
Who reluctantly takes the keys from his belt and starts opening the cages, the separate cages that they've been put in.
It's often fucking.
I hope you learned your lesson. I'm not bailing you out next time.
Next time we go somewhere else.
Next time we don't tell Billy Bob.
Don't tell them.
You didn't tell me. I walked in on it. You guys weren't exactly subtle.
I offered you some. What else did I need to do?
Fucking knock.
I will not be bribed. I'm a man of the law.
You're a
like shit.
The team makes their way through the familiar corridors of the vault. The echoes of their footsteps swallowed by the hum of the recycled air and the occasional clank of machinery. The vault overseer's office is as imposing as ever. And there, in the office. I'll change the... Hold on. Get you back into the office here. A familiar scene.
Awesome.
Have we been here before?
The overseer nods as the team enters, an expression mixed with relief and sternness. Welcome back, team. I've been briefed on your successful retrieval of the Gek, and your efforts will not go unrecognized. However, before we delve into the details of your mission and the next steps, there's a matter I need to address. Reports have reached me of unapproved recreational activities involving substances within the vault. Need I remind you that such behaviour, while tolerated to an extent outside, is strictly regulated here for a reason. We need clear minds, especially with what lies ahead.
It's merely a celebration that got a little out of hand.
Well, just consider this a warning. The wasteland may be a lawless place, but within these walls, we maintain our order. Mm-hmm. Now, on to the matter at hand. The overseer just starts tapping at the desk. A light's showing up on the computer. And, so the debriefing begins.
What, the debriefing?
It needs to be kept.
I don't even wear trousers.
Assume the position.
Boo. The overseer has some comments on your recent activities. First of all, he sighs. He says, Dr. Wrench was a good man. A weird chap, but he had an excellent mind. The loss of him to Rad Scorpions is a tragedy. You've done justice by surviving, and we'll honour him here in the vault, and his contributions will not be forgotten. He looks over to Beverly. A super mutant companion. If I had a cap for every time you asked me to trust a super mutant... Well, I'd have two caps, but it is concerning that you've asked me to do it twice.
And it's worked out fine with Gertrude.
Fuck you, racist.
I think Emily been, chained under,
Green Lives Matter, too.
Now, regarding that hospital and the doctor, his treatments are disturbing, to say the least. Experimenting on people, this violates every ethical code we still hold. I'm concerned not only for the people he's harmed, but for any of you that were exposed to his treatments. These things have consequences, and if you feel unwell, you'll have to let me know.
We certainly will do that.
Hearing about the mutated Mirelurk Queen, the Overseer's face darkens. An unchecked Mirelurk Queen? That's a dangerous threat. If she's still lurking there, she could become a serious problem, make no mistake. This isn't something that we can just ignore.
It's stuck in the poop chute.
We'll throw some bombs down there if you need us to.
Sounds like its size is it's probably not only its strength but its weakness. It will have trouble leaving those sewers. Uncovering the synths in Junkertown, that's much more serious than most realise. You have exposed a true danger there. From now on, we will have to be vigilant, both here and in our dealings with outsiders. There's no telling who or what might try to infiltrate this vault, especially now that we have the Gek, and we are working in order to use it. You must keep it safe.
Is it safe?
Is it secret? Is it safe? And finally... Overseer Hamilton's eyes widen as he hears about the haunted house and the alien relics. Aliens? Hard to imagine. He glances at the Zaytan pistol that's being carried by Gertrude. Such power. And from beyond this earth, technology could be both a gift and a curse. I would please consider taking that down to the labs for testing.
No.
Alright, so as debriefing done, you've told them what you can. Is there anything else you'd like to tell the overseer while you're here?
How much we get paid?
Now that is a good question, Gertrude.
We pay first.
Can we do about the robot?
The overseer's quite happy to overlook the question about pay and ask Winnegan what it was she was about to ask.
This is a question I was going to go to the science department with, but the vaults are notorious for meddling with those they contain. We've seen vaults on our travels before. Sick experiments, testing science or theorems on the people that first entered them.
Yes, quite right. We have been we've been searching our own vault for any clues as to any kind of malfeasance from the vault tech since you came back from... Which vault was it? Vault 95? Yeah, Vault 95.
Yes. Well, Billy Bob and I have discovered something. Our blood tests are a match, but they claim he is my descendant.
She's Mummy Ma.
And yes, that. And I have memories from a time before the war, which shouldn't obviously be the case. Do you know what has been happening here?
As far as we can tell, that has absolutely nothing to do with the vault.
No cloning, no cryo-freezing.
Yeah, while Winnegan was remembering those dreamlike memories, she did remember also that she disappeared from existence briefly within the vault, within the haunted house. I think you might have needed reminded of that.
I don't think I got up to anything. Yep. Whole life.
Yeah, you disappeared from existence briefly in the haunted house that had weird things to do with time in it. You know what, you think he put down enough clues, but...
To be fair, Cap, it took me a while to get it.
Well...
The DLC.
Yes, the spooky DLC. Yeah.
Plot-relevant DLC in my game.
Winnegan's third weekend.
Dirty few years, apparently.
Dirty stop out.
Dirty 9 months minimum.
5 to 10 years.
Oh, and you that don't solves that mystery, I suppose.
You don't remember having a kid at all in your time disappearing from existence.
From my point of view, I blinked, and then I blinked again, and I was back. I don't remember anything from before then, or at least I didn't until you mentioned.
I feel like your body were remembered if a kid passed through it. Like, even if you...
It's possible we did IVF, I think. Fuck it,
yeah. She might have done a lot of setups afterwards, you know, though.
Wait, did I get married in Texas?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I am a Texas Ranger. I mean, but I'm your grandson, so it doesn't necessarily mean you were from Texas. Maybe old Peepaw went down there. I don't really remember my grandparents really well. I think Peepaw died getting kicked in the head with a horse, I think is what it was. Sorry to bring her that news for your late husband. But I kind of remember my parents a little bit, but you realize this is 470 years ago. So,
fair enough.
It's kind of hazy. But
I suppose it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, but I find it very weird. Yeah, I don't know how we're gonna address this.
Does anything need to be addressed? You're my odd, ghoulish coworker. That's...
Well, no, I'm your grandson. I'm not your coworker. I'm your grandson.
Biologically, yes, but I didn't raise you. I don't remember you. I don't remember your parents either.
Oof.
Nope. Sounds like you're just a deadbeat grandma. That's what it sounds like.
Are your mother's mother or your father's? I don't even know.
I thought Beverly was mean to me.
Yeah, I only remember
And everybody's parents. Just going to have to try and forget about the times that Billy Bob hit on Winnegan.
I think the biggest surprise here is that apparently found out it was Bob.
Billy's dirty incest.
You say that, but how could we have possibly known this would be the outcome? Alright.
Dirty Billy.
And I stopped once we entertained the idea that we might be related. So, yes. Now, if you excuse me, I'm going to go hit on someone else that is not related to me. But I guess I better do a DNA test on every single fucking one of the people in this damn vault for some... Jesus! It's like Texas.
The overseer tapping in his computer and waiting for this conversation to end.
Oh, apologies.
He says, yes, well, on to the subject of pay. I have a bag here of 500 caps for the group.
Yes, please.
Does this make
500? I was pretty sure it was 5,000.
That's 100.
Belly Bob, we did not discuss pay before you left.
That's not what my memory states.
The overseer ignores Belly Bob and goes on to say, we have identified a promising site for the Geck. It's to the east, flat and stable from where the bombs fell centuries ago. It's an ideal location to start a new settlement, a place where that we can grow, connect, and perhaps even secure a future. There's even scope to tunnel beneath and connect it to the vault for added security. He leans forward, his voice dropping to a grave tone, but there is one obstacle. There's a single, half-collapsed building on that land. This is a very well-known place, you might remember it from your travels, Billy Bob. It's become a bit of a waypoint for travellers coming here. The building is occupied by Old Man McScrooge. You may have heard of him, a reclusive trader. People tend to give him a wide berth. He trades at outrageous prices and has a reputation for ruthlessness and kind of mad. Visitors have reported that travellers have been starting to go missing around there recently. Rumours of strange noises coming from the location. He places his hands together and his gaze steadies. If we're to use this geck and to build the settlement, McScrooge will need to be either removed or he'll need to be part of the process.
So you want us to go and kill an old man?
All right, who bought the Christmas
Not asking you to
Christmas
kill an old
DLC.
Man, no.
That's not a bomb.
We'll be unsure that you would be able to kill him anyway. Apparently, as part of his horde, he has an impressive army of security robots, including some unusual models. You will need to be cautious. Find a way to convince him to either help our settlement or to leave. Oh. And with a final nod, he dismisses you and says, prepare well and be wary.
I love how he just fucking assumes that we're going to do this.
We'd kill an old man. We've done it plenty of times before.
You're right. We kill this overseer right here.
No, that's my idea.
You said kill old man. That's what I heard. I love how y'all just assuming the fact that we just fucking got back home from being gone for a very long time, and we immediately had to go out and handle this old man. No, thank you for what you've done. No, nothing. Just fucking go.
Billy Bob, I'm not asking you to do it straight away. You have time to rest, you have time to prepare, although I would suggest doing it as soon as possible, given the security risks of having the geck here.
Do it as soon as possible. Whatever, fine, fucking go. Fine.
So
come on, Meemaw, let's go.
Bob, the reward for good work done is more work.
I don't want to hear it from you, Mr. Handy. You used to be in a broom closet.
Hey, don't you insult my home. It's a better,
you
it's
can
a
go back in the broom closet. That's right. That's what I thought. Let's go. You know what?
Hey, Billy.
What?
Billy, you got a kill.
I think you have a... Oh.
Yeah. No, you do. No,
the way Jay just did that was like, it was like giggling blush when she realized it. Like, oh, gosh.
Well, it's we do have plane. A little time before we have to leave, Gertrude.
Okay, considering you're not, now I realize you're fucking my grandma, that's really creepy. All right, I'm going to go elsewhere and probably get drunk because I want to... Burn
Wait,
that for my
mean
redness.
Billy's now step grandson.
Do you know what? I'll let you keep calling me Mima as long as she's your grandmother also.
Step grandmother.
Billy, come sit on grandma's knee.
you don't, I will.
Billy immediately pulls out a flask of whiskey, just starts downing it, and he's like, I'm gonna leave! I'm out!
I think he's gonna shoot himself.
But didn't you know, Billy Bob? Having illicit substances inside the vault is outlawed.
Alcohol's okay.
Oh, really? For our minds had to be sharp here.
And as she says that, and that gets heard, I just like flip her off and then keep going like, sex to sex, bitch!
That's the only way to speak to your grandma.
You're grounded. Go to your room.
You don't understand, Grandma!
Confiscate the dog.
If I bake him... If I bake him cookies with weed in it, do you think he'd be grateful enough at having Grandma's cookies to not notice?
He nearly had Grandma's cookies.
Ugh. I think you overestimate his charms.
I'm going to the bar. Moseying on over.
Okay, Billy Bob leaves the office and goes to the bar. What does everybody else do at this?
Billy will start to go, but she won't leave. She'll stay with the group this time.
Oh, that's going to make it awkward if there's a second.
Don't worry, Beverly, you have been introduced to the Overseer, and they've taken Winnegan's word as to trust you.
They've got a tag in you, really.
One of those paper bracelets you get.
If found, please return to Winnegan.
Yeah, she's just got an arm full of like those wee plastic club bracelets.
Just get branded on her arm. Cattle brand.
Right, Gertrude, we should probably see if they confiscated all that shit.
Gertrude had plenty of hiding places.
Mm. Gertrude does not have the power to retcon that she had plenty of hiding places. And yes, you will find when you go back to your storage room that everything has been confiscated.
Billy, you're going to die.
Billy's in the security guard room, toking it up with the security guards. Can you believe me yet?
And on that bombshell, I guess that we can end this episode, lads.
Yeah, man, can you believe that, like, my grandma is, like, fucking this super mutant, bro? Like, dude.
Billy Bob is
there. He's been in dom lever this entire time.
Billy Bob's also got this table full of cards, and there's three guards that don't have trousers anymore.
Oh, Nick.
Yeah, I get rid of yeah. Just turns into security guard. Every security guard in the vault is just naked now at this point. The mobs won all their clothes.
One big tall guy.
Good thing they have their vault suits to change into.
Billy has a fetish.
Alright, use whatever of that for your recording that you want, I guess.